In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was made flesh and became the Word alive. Today, His words are being shared by the radio ministry of Clinton and Sarah Utterbach, sponsored by the Redeeming Love Christian Center of Nanuet, New York. Join Clinton and Sarah Utterbach now on Listen to Jesus.
Listen to Jesus. Say what Jesus said. Keep looking at Jesus. And do what Jesus did, and it will turn your life around. And you will turn this world around.
Hello, it's Friday. I'm Sarah Utterbach.
I'm Clinton Utterbach.
Today we're going to wrap up and conclude the message that we began earlier this week, the good fight. And it is a good fight because we win based on the Word of God and our focus being on Jesus, committing to those things that He has said to us and that He has promised us. And so recognize that you don't have to get into war with the enemy. He's defeated already by your champion. All you have to do is find out how and why he's defeated, and then go on with your victorious stand against anything that he hurls in your direction.
Galatians, the first chapter, and I believe I want verse 9. Yes. As we have already said, so now I say again, if anybody is preaching to you a gospel other than what you accepted, let him be eternally condemned. I don't think false teachers really understand just how much trouble they are in with God. It says, let him be eternally condemned. The word eternally condemned there means anathema, meaning that one lies under God's curse. Now, I want to get right there and address that, because the question came up maybe last night about Malachi being, you know, thought we were delivered from the curse of the law. You need to understand the difference between the curse of the law and God's curse. Okay, you rob God, you're going to be cursed. I don't mean that you are cursed under the law, because we are dead. A believer is now dead to the law. But there is a curse of God that when you do certain things, if that's not the case, then there would be no such thing as the white throne judgment. There would be no such thing as the wrath of God coming. We would all, who are going into the judgment seat of Christ, we got it made. But what about all those other people who are not believers? They are going to experience God's curse, the wrath of God. What do you think the wrath of God is? A Sunday school picnic? I don't think so.
It wouldn't be so bad if the wrath of God was just that second part of the tribulation period with all the hailstone and all the craziness is happening. But that's only for a small portion of people who have lived on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
What about all those that have lived from the beginning of time and haven't obeyed the commandments of God? Yes. They're all going to be resurrected and stand before the white throne judgment.
The Apostle Paul reveals the Holy Spirit's inspired attitude of judgment and indignation towards those who try to distort the original gospel of Christ and change the truth of the apostolic witness. This same attitude was evident in Jesus Christ. The word condemn there. They are all who are those who are not preaching the gospel. I'm sorry, all those who are preaching a gospel contrary to the message that Paul preached as revealed to him by Christ Jesus. Anyone adding to or taking away from the original and fundamental gospel of Christ and the apostles stands under God's curse. God will take away from him his share in the tree of life. God commands believers to defend the faith, to correct in love, and to separate themselves from teachers, ministers, and others in the church who deny fundamental Bible truths taught by Jesus Christ. If you have been taught the truth of God's word and you deny that, sweetheart, you have just placed yourself, let me go another way, if you are sharing something other than the truth of God's word, you have just placed yourself under the curse. God is not going to send his son to the cross to set people free, to allow somebody to go around and share things contrary to that.
There's another thing I must share with you. I'm in a situation right now where a brother of mine has sent me something that he says the Lord told him to do. But the problem with that is I have scripture that shows that God is not for this particular thing. And I'm in the position of having to tell him, you know, I know you said God told you, but what about, and what about, and what about, and what about? So that he would at least go back to God and say, do I have this right? Don't be moved by people telling you they heard from God if it's not according to the scripture. I don't know who they heard from, but if it's not according to the scripture, don't concern yourself about them insisting that it's from God. You know, we won't get to it tonight, but I have one thing I want to say about money. Money is like a hammer. Money is only a tool. A man can take a hammer and build a wonderful, safe place for his family, a secure roof on top of it, and he will be called blessed. That same man can take the same hammer and kill his whole family. Is it the hammer's fault? Well, if it's not the hammer's fault, because it's only a tool that he could use for either good or evil, then it is not money's fault when it's used wrong, as opposed to be using right. Here we are in the clearinghouse again. The will determines what you will do with this tool that God places in your hands. And I know the tool is not bad, because over in the Old Testament in Proverbs, it tells me that God wants us to have abundance, and certain things that we do will lead us to riches. And isn't that true? So the money itself is not the problem. Once again, you are the problem. What are you going to do with it? And we're going to deal with that. That's why I didn't go starting from verse 6 to verse 10 and verses 18 and 19. We'll deal with that another time, because there's a lot of teaching about increase in finance going on, and you need to see what the Bible says. Praise the Lord.
You will not be had or taken advantage of if you are a believer and you follow your spirit. You won't. You will not make the mistakes that people have made. See, if you get in the habit of reading your Bible instead of watching television, you don't really care what they have on there, because you're not going to be affected by it. And then you don't have to get upset with somebody when they turn around and sell something that you've invested in, hoping you'll have it for the future. The only thing guaranteed for you and me is the Bible, is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not going to change, and I don't care how many different covers and Bibles they make. It's going to say the same thing, and we can depend on it now and forevermore. We don't have to make mistakes, but we have to be able to distinguish, thank you, between false doctrine, false teaching, because every false doctrine that's being shared is not being shared by a false teacher. They're just ahead of God.
Very important. Reinforce that.
Yeah.
All false doctrine is not being shared by all false teachers. Yeah. Some legitimate teachers are allowing, for whatever reason, doctrine that are not according to the scripture. And you say, well, what shall we do then? Read.
Yes, Lord.
That's what you should do. Not only read, practice the presence of the Lord, yeah, to the point that you hear his voice say, no. Mm-hmm. You don't have to get ugly about something that they say. Just don't accept it. Brother Hagin said, learn to be as smart as an old cow. Learn how to eat the hay and spit out the sticks. He's been saying it for I don't know how many years. You know, a cow knows how to do that. Cows don't eat sticks, do they? It's all mixed up in the hay.
Anybody here eat fish bones? No, we learn how to eat the fish and enjoy the fish.
That's right, and spit out the bones.
And spit out the bones.
Same thing.
Well, it's the same thing. There are false teachers deliberately teaching false things for personal gain. I don't believe either one of these people said what they did personal gain. They thought they were helping the people. But I don't care if it doesn't line up with the Spirit of God for his people. then he's not in for it. God wants us to teach healing. I mean, it's difficult enough to get people to believe that himself has taken your infirmities and bore your sicknesses, and by the stripes of Jesus you're healed. He intends and desires for all of us to live in divine health. Well, you take the crutches away, and then a person is forced to live, to learn to live by the faith of the Word of God.
I'll tell you something to do. Just try to imagine the millennium. Here we are. Jesus is back here. He's in control. All evil is gone. Now think about that. There is no evil. What does that mean? No police, no army, no hospitals, no agencies for battered women, nothing like that. Because evil is bound, and all these things are a result of evil, are they not? Mm-hmm. You don't need a police department if nobody's going to do anything wrong, right? You don't need hospitals if nobody's going to get sick. Your mind can't imagine that. But that is the state that God intended for us to live in.
Yes,
he
did.
Here.
Yes, he did.
And evil, or our willingness to allow evil to surpass the good, has caused it not to be a situation that's prevalent. Over here and there, there are people who are walking in, you know, divine health. People are walking in, divine prosperity. There are people, you know, doing things like that all over the place, but there are not enough of them.
We feel honored that God has granted us the privilege of bringing you today's message. Our commitment to share the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ deepens daily.
Listen to Jesus is heard on 5 of the earth's 7 continents, but there is still more land to be possessed for the kingdom of God. In Matthew 28:19, Jesus gave the directive to go into all the world and make disciples of men. We were motivated to do just that through the Listen to Jesus broadcasts.
If you're interested in a cassette copy of this week's broadcast, send in $6, making your checks and money orders payable to Redeeming Love Christian Center.
If you live in the United States, you may also use your Visa or MasterCard by calling our toll-free number at 888-490-RLCC. That's 888-490-RLCC. If you have access to the internet, you may listen to the broadcast at any time on www.redeeminglovecc.org. That's www.redeeminglovecc.org.
And if the teaching you hear on this program is having a positive effect on your life, you have an opportunity and a spiritual responsibility to join us as co-laborers by becoming a regular contributor.
When you give, God blesses you with a financial return according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Mail all of your correspondence and make your financial contributions payable to Redeeming Love Christian Center, Post Office Box 577, Nanuet, N-A-N-U-E-T, New York, 10954. Once again, that's Redeeming Love Christian Center, Post Office Box 577, Nanuet, N-A-N-U-E-T, New York, 10954. And remember to include the call letters of this station when you write. Until next time, this is Clinton Utterbach.
I'm Sarah Utterbach.
And we're reminding you, God is alive and well,
and His word will work for you.